Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. Got you for another, 10, 11 minutes here, and that's about it, and we're done.
Wow, went by fast.
Again, you can find us, WGNradio.com, we're there. You can find us on iTunes.com/SoundSessions, Twitter @SoundSeshPod. You can find us on Facebook, go ahead and like our page, say hi. Shoot us an email, SoundSessionsPod @gmail.com.
Yeah, I love reaching out to people. It's fun to communicate with everybody.
Yeah, we've had some good interaction tonight. It's been a lot of fun.
I agree. These texts are fantastic. Keep them coming. We're kind of getting overloaded with them, and I'm really enjoying it from the 724. We've got some kudos from them. It's you guys are what does it say? To be serious, you two rock. What great hosts you are! Thank you so much.
This is the same individual that has been razzing us a little bit, which I don't mind. It's all in good fun. We're having a good time.
Yeah, this is what we try to bring here on Sound Sessions is a breath of positivity to WGN Radio. Kevin, now the summer's coming up, and that means one thing. Your parents are going to come to the city and visit you, and you're going to see them, and we're going to go out to dinner. And there's a few places that I stumbled upon this great article from do312.com. Cool bars you can take your parents to.
I love that. Well, hold on. This has to start for me, at least. There's a caveat here.
Okay.
My dad only drinks Bud Light cans or the aluminum bottles. So any of these bars has to have one of those two. That's
only Bud Light cans or aluminum bottles.
Won't do tequila, won't do Miller Lite, just Bud Light cans or the aluminum bottles. That's it.
What about normal Budweiser?
Oh, no.
Man.
Nope. Bud Light.
He's a man and he knows what he likes.
He knows what he likes, believe me.
Okay. Okay, so that's I feel like you can get that a lot of places.
Yeah, well, luckily for him, it's almost at every bar. Well, you know what's funny though? There's like certain bars in Chicago that I've like tried to have my birthday at or restaurant, or like Big Star.
Yeah.
They don't have Bud Light. Like, but you know, that's like who they are marketing themselves to. It's it's not the typical Bud Light crowd, right?
That's a good point.
So assuming that all of these have Bud Light, yes, I can take my parents to these bars.
Let's just assume they all have Bud Light and big pictures of Harry Carey drinking it on the side of the building. Kevin, have you ever been to this place called the Violet Hour?
I have been to the Violet Hour. It's suggesting you take your parents there?
Yeah. In fact, it says, you won't hear your parents tell you to get off your phone because here the Violet Hour has a strict no phones rule.
I do like that. That's pretty cool.
Perfect for parents. Violet Hour is dripping in elegance with a high-backed leather seating and candlelight accenting the marble tables. Enjoy conversation and pre-prohibition inspired drinks in this classy establishment.
I'm going to call this one a swing and a miss. Sorry.
You don't think that this is a good place to bring your parents?
My parents in particular. Yeah, that's not going to work. Maybe my mom and I, we could go there maybe, but it's really nice in there. It's kind of romantic, you know? I'd rather take a date there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very dark too.
Yeah, that's...
They don't have, many lights there, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe not take your parents there.
No. I mean, if your parents are very, very posh, I guess you could go. The people who went to that fire festival.
Fire festival.
Yeah, they can bring their parents there, but okay.
Well, it's a great bar. But
great bar. I love it, too, and it's a hidden kind of scene,
it's a cool
too,
spot.
Which is nice. Number two, we got the Watershed. The Watershed, you might know it as the bar located underneath Pops for Champagne here downtown in Chicago. You can start up with a warm drink at Pops and head downstairs to the 70s Styles Lounge. It'll bring your parents back to their childhood den.
I've not been there. I might want to check that out. As long as they have Bud Light, I'm in.
I think they have the Bud Lights. I remember them having a really good appetizer menu.
So you've been? Those.
Yeah, I've been there.
You like it? It's pretty cool?
I do like it. I do. I've only been there once. Dan, have you ever been to the Watershed underneath Pops for Champagne?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, it's a cool spot. It kind of is like a living room like you would go to. I think a lot of these bars are creating that living room kind of sense.
Well, you kind of strike me as like, judging on your Billy Goat Tavern suggestion, you strike me as like a dive bar kind of guy.
Yeah, that's my Billy Goat suggestion and my Nisei Lounge hoodie that I have on behind me. I'm definitely a dive bar guy.
Yeah, there's a good something to be said about a good
I can't
dive
say
bar.
I go out with my parents that often, though.
Yeah, I don't either, but that's okay.
No, but if you had to go out with your parents, and I'm forcing you to do this, what dive bar would you bring them to?
Oh, that's a good quote. You're going to have to give me a minute on that one.
Okay, let's go through a few more of these, and I'll get back to our dive bar. I love a good dive bar, too.
The best.
I mean, I don't know if I'd bring my parents to Rossi's or something.
Smells
like
old beer and the bathroom. That's when you know you found a good one.
Just like home.
Right.
We got number three here. How about right across the street from us, the Purple Pig? On the Magnificent Mile. It's right across from our Tribune Tower here. That's a great spot to go to.
Yeah, you know, I guess I wouldn't even count that as a, I mean, I guess it has a bar, but I would call this more of a restaurant. The food there is pretty It's really, really good. But and I think they're kind of known for using some exotic cuts of meat and things like that.
Yeah.
I believe I had was it a beef heart? Italian beef? It was really good, actually.
Beef heart?
Yeah, it was made of beef heart.
Oh, it was tasty?
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they don't play around there.
No, it's that sounds very exotic.
Yeah, well, and I know they have sweetbreads there. You know what sweetbreads are, right?
I know what sweetbreads are.
For those who don't know, it's like a gland in the brain of an animal, I believe. It's not like actual bread that's sweet.
What?
Yeah, so sweetbread, like sweetbreads. Yeah, I'll look it up here.
Okay, I'll go to the next one real quick before while we look up some glands from an animal. here's a classic spot, and I hope that you guys have been to it once. The Green Mill here in Chicago, the classic Green Mill.
Yes, this is one that I would absolutely take my parents to. I've actually not been myself, and it's been on my radar for so long, and I just have not pulled the trigger. I live like a mile from there, and I have not pulled the trigger yet.
That's interesting. You know, I guess we should explain it for everyone who is not from Chicago and not from Illinois. We have a lot of listeners throughout the Midwest, 38 states in Canada, in fact. The Green Mill is like our definition of a Prohibition-style bar. It's where, you know, Capone used to hang out. There's like certain allure behind this place.
It's a jazz swing club. To build on those sweetbreads real quick. Sweetbreads, this is from Wikipedia, are culinary names for the thymus or the pancreas, especially of a calf and lamb. So I guess I was wrong. It's not brain, but it's thymus and pancreas. Yum.
You know, I'm getting really hungry after that crock pot.
After all the crock pot, Berg, we still finish it off strong.
All right, let's go to the next spot real quick. Now, this is a certain shout out to my mom. There's this new spot that's here in Chicago. It's gaining a lot of steam. It's called Cindy's Rooftop.
I keep hearing about this. And is this the one that has the sign that says Rosé all day or something like that?
It might be. You know, I've never actually been there before because it's a very exclusive spot. But located above the Chicago Athletic Association, Cindy's is famous for the stunning view of Millennium Park here in Chicago. The vaulted glass ceilings and stylish decor makes it a perfect spot to enjoy a signature cocktail and a bite with mom and dad. This sounds like a great Mother's Day kind of place to bring your mom to.
And from the 847, Purple Pig is owned by the famous Greek Banos brothers. That's true, and they know what they're doing. The food is so good.
They're on Bill and Wendy a lot sometimes, right?
They're all over the station, I can only assume the sweetbreads are great.
You're all about the sweetbreads.
Now, hi, Dan, have you come to a decision about your dive bar?
I haven't. Well, actually, kind of I have. It's not really a dive bar, but it's low-key enough and kind of neighborhoody enough where you can kind of slot it in there, and it's you know, palatable for the whole family.
Okay.
The whole family of drinkers. I'd go Maria's Bar on 31st Street in Bridgeport.
Oh, I've not been there, actually.
What's the draw to Maria's?
I've heard about this place, I think.
There's like a dry goods store kind of that you walk in like through the front, and then you go... Like in the back, there's the bar, and it's been around forever. But they got, you know, all sorts of beers, extensive beer list, extensive like cocktail list. But it's still, I think it's accessible enough for, you know, I'm just a regular Joe, and it's sure. accessible enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. See, I like that. Some of these spots like are a little bit more luxurious, I suppose. A lot of them are maybe have some pricier cocktails.
I'm a big fan. If we're going dive bars, I like the Bob Inn. I used to live right by
the Bob Inn,
right over there. It's like just west of Fullerton and Western. And my dad's name is Bob, so it's like it's fitting. I'll take my dad there in a heartbeat.
Perfect.
I watched many a Cubs and Hawks game there. It's a good little spot for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. I like going down Division Street, and I like going down Diversey. What's that Bro Bar area by the downtown area near Rush? I can't remember what it's called, but it's a great spot. It has like I can't remember the name of it. Darn it!
I don't know.
But if you go down there, it's a great strip of bars. I mean, there's a lot of great strips of bars down here.
Absolutely. Well, Chicago. What is the saying? Chicago is like churches and bars or something like that. Basically,
that makes sense.
Yeah. One of the bars on this list I've not been to yet, but I've been meaning to check out Lost Lake, and that's kind of out on the west side. It's a little tiki bar. These are not spots I would take my parents to. I'm more geared to take a date or my wife there. Rather.
Yeah,
not or my wife. My wife would be my date. To be clear,
these are all good spots. If you want to, you know, find the list, you can go to do312.com, search cool bars you can take your parents to. It's just a great spot to be here in the city. I'm looking forward to the summer. It's a bit rainy right now.
Wait.
But this is going to be a great city to be a part of, and there's no better place to go through your summer days than listening to WGN.